Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wife, Mother, Spy by Annie Butler presents a life story shaped by two forces that rarely coexist in the same household: the steady routines of family life and the demanding secrecy of intelligence work. Framed as an extraordinary life built from ordinary days, the book explores how major historical currents can run through everyday spaces such as kitchens, school drop-offs, and community gatherings. Butler's account centers on the realities behind the label spy, focusing less on glamorous myths and more on the sustained discipline, personal trade-offs, and emotional resilience required to serve while maintaining close relationships. The narrative highlights the tension between identity and discretion, showing how professional obligations can limit what a person can share with even the people they love most. At the same time, it emphasizes continuity parenting, partnership, and practical problem-solving persist, even when life includes high-stakes responsibilities. The result is an accessible portrait of service, family, and the long arc of a career lived with purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, balancing two identities, home life and covert responsibility. A central thread of the book is the challenge of living as a wife and mother while carrying duties that require privacy and careful self-management. Rather than treating secrecy as a cinematic twist, the story emphasizes how concealment becomes a daily practice with real social and emotional costs. The reader sees how ordinary family demands, such as schedules, school needs, household logistics, and relationship maintenance, do not pause for career pressures. This creates a dual identity that must remain coherent. One person cannot become two separate people without consequences. The narrative underscores the quiet skills involved in balance, such as time discipline, emotional regulation, and the ability to shift context rapidly from domestic concerns to professional readiness. It also highlights how boundaries are built, including what can be shared, what must remain unspoken, and how to keep trust alive when full transparency is impossible. By focusing on lived experience, the book reframes the idea of espionage as an ongoing commitment that intersects with family life in subtle ways. The takeaway is a realistic picture of how service can shape a household, and how a household can anchor someone who operates in uncertain environments. Secondly, the human side of intelligence work and professional discipline. The book demystifies the work of a spy by emphasizing the human competencies behind the title. Instead of leaning on sensational action, it draws attention to preparation, situational awareness, and decision-making under ambiguity. Readers gain an appreciation for how professional discipline is built over time through training, routines, and hard-earned judgment. The story highlights the importance of observation, listening, and the ability to read interpersonal dynamics, all of which matter as much as technical skill. Equally important is discretion, knowing when to speak, when to remain silent, and how to protect people and missions without becoming emotionally detached. The narrative also explores the internal pressures of responsibility, including the weight of consequences when choices affect others. This perspective makes the intelligence profession feel grounded and credible, because it is described as labor, not legend. It also clarifies how strong ethics and careful process can coexist with uncertainty and risk. For readers, the value lies in understanding that exceptional outcomes often come from unglamorous habits: preparation, patience, steady nerves, and the humility to keep learning. Those habits translate beyond espionage into leadership, crisis management, and high trust roles in everyday careers. Thirdly, resilience through ordinary days' routines, coping, and meaning. A defining idea in the book is that resilience is not only forged in dramatic moments but maintained in the repetition of ordinary days. The narrative shows how routines can serve as stabilizers when life includes high stakes, work, or persistent uncertainty. Family responsibilities, community interactions, and everyday tasks provide structure, but they can also create friction when fatigue, stress, or emotional strain accumulate. The book explores coping in a grounded way, highlighting the importance of small choices that protect mental energy, such as prioritizing, simplifying, and relying on practical systems. It also points to the role of meaning. When a person believes in the purpose of their work and the value of their relationships, they can endure more without becoming hardened. Readers see that resilience is not a single trait, but a set of behaviors and perspectives that can be practiced, adjusted, and strengthened. The emphasis on ordinary days also challenges the common assumption that significance only appears in big milestones. Instead, the book suggests that character is built in the quiet intervals between major events. This theme resonates for anyone juggling multiple roles, showing that sustainable strength comes from consistency, self-respect, and support networks rather than constant intensity. Fourthly, relationships under secrecy, trust, communication, and boundaries. The book highlights how secrecy reshapes relationships, even when love and loyalty are strong. When a person cannot fully discuss their work, communication must become more intentional in other areas to prevent distance. The narrative draws attention to the practical tools that keep relationships healthy, including clear boundaries, consistent presence when possible, and respect for each other's emotional reality. Trust becomes a daily choice. Partners and children may not know details, but they learn whether the person is reliable, attentive, and aligned with family values. The story also emphasizes that boundaries are not only about keeping information in, they are about keeping stability in. This includes managing stress so it does not spill into the household, and ensuring that the family is not defined solely by the demands of a secretive job. Readers can take away a nuanced understanding of how to protect intimacy when full disclosure is impossible, whether due to work, privacy, or personal history. The theme is broadly applicable to relationships affected by long hours, high responsibility, or emotionally heavy roles. It reinforces that trust is built through consistency and care, not merely through complete access to every detail. Lastly, service, identity, and the legacy of a life in motion. Beyond day-to-day balance, the book explores the long view how a career of service influences identity, family culture, and the stories people carry forward. The title frames an extraordinary life as one composed of ordinary days, implying that legacy is cumulative rather than sudden. The narrative considers how choices made for duty can shape a person's sense of self and their understanding of what matters. It also suggests that identity is layered. Not singular, a person can be a committed parent and partner, while also serving in demanding national or organizational roles. The story invites readers to reflect on the costs and rewards of such commitments, including what must be sacrificed and what is gained in purpose, competence, and perspective. Importantly, it portrays service as relational, not solitary, because the effects ripple into family systems and communities. This theme can prompt readers to think about their own legacies, even outside intelligence work. What routines are shaping your values? What compromises are worth making? What do you want your children or colleagues to remember about how you showed up? The book positions a life of motion and responsibility as something that can still be grounded, humane, and deeply personal. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who enjoy memoir and real-world accounts of service, as well as anyone curious about how intelligence work intersects with normal family life. It is also a strong fit for working parents, military, and government families, and professionals in high-trust roles who understand the strain of carrying responsibilities that cannot be fully discussed at home. The benefit is practical as well as emotional. It offers a model for sustaining resilience through routines, protecting relationships with clear boundaries, and finding meaning when life includes pressure and uncertainty. Readers can apply these lessons to leadership, caregiving, and any career that demands composure and discretion. Compared to similar spy-themed books that emphasize action or intrigue, this one is worth buying for its grounded perspective on the everyday realities behind a dramatic label. The focus on ordinary days makes the story relatable, and the emphasis on identity, trust, and long-term balance adds depth that genre thrillers and many sensationalized accounts often miss. If you want an accessible memoir that connects duty to family and shows how extraordinary experiences can coexist with normal responsibilities, this book offers a compelling, human-centered reading experience. If you would like to support Annie Butler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.